Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Well, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and I'm very excited today to have two of my friends and business folks in the community. This is a great opportunity to meet with Wayne McClain and Craig Alexander from Beck Auto Group. And I just want to, we're going to talk about some things, how Beck Auto, you know, really partners pretty close with the Putnam County School District, and especially providing opportunities for careers for our graduates. And I think Craig's really going to talk about that and some of the opportunities. And so if you're a student out there, pay close attention, because I think you're going to hear some things that really might interest you as far as some future possibilities for a career. And Wayne's going to talk about some of the ways we partnered and really kind of grow in this partnership. Even after high school, there are some opportunities maybe with the college that could be something that would be valuable for a lot of our students. So, gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Can y'all just introduce yourselves, maybe tell us what your role is at Beck, and any other information before I ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. Craig, kick it off.
You want to go first, or Craig?
My name's Craig Alexander. First of all, thanks for having us here.
Yes, sir.
Rick, we appreciate it. We're happy to have the opportunity to get out here and talk a little bit about what we do. Craig Alexander, I am the Fixed Operations Director for the Beck Automotive Group. So Fixed Operations, for those that don't know, is really the back end of the house of the dealership. So everything to do with service, parts, repairing the vehicles. We got a big wholesale parts warehouse. We have a collision center. So everything to do with those operations all fall under my purview. I've been with the Beck Automotive Group for 32 years now. It's been a really good ride. Blessed to be a part of that group. I started off washing cars right out of high school there, and just kind of grew through every part of the, every job you can really have in a dealership. I've worked in parts, I've worked in service, I've worked in sales, and kind of found my way back home in the fixed operations side, and really just dug my heels in and learned, and really enjoy what I'm doing. I've got a really good team underneath me of technicians and parts managers and service managers. So it's been a really good ride for me.
Craig, it's good to have you here. And I'm especially proud. Actually, Craig was a graduate of Palatka High School at the time, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I was actually there at the time. And it's really good to see one of our graduates really excel and give back to our community. So, Craig, I'm very pleased to have you here today.
Thank you for having
us,
for sure.
Mr. McClain?
Yeah, Wayne McClain, Vice President of Beck Automotive Group. I've been in the car business 40 years. I've been with Beck about 15 years now. My role is human resources, accounting, public relations, and helping Craig and the other managers around our organization, you know, reach out and do what we can to help our community. So I'm pleased to be part of this organization and love our relationship with the Putnam County School System. It's really a great partnership.
Well, we appreciate you having you, Wayne. And Wayne and I both serve on the Chamber of Commerce, and we both share the idea of making this community better, improving our economy, giving people opportunities for careers in our own community. We want to see Palatka grow and, you know, be a valuable, quality community. And so we share that experience. But Craig, talk to us, if you would, about, again, we might have many students watching this, and you maybe even talk about your experience, you know, starting with Beck. But talk to them about how they might have a career in the auto industry. And I know there's some jobs that you mentioned earlier, but talk to us about that whole opportunity, if you would.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunity in our world and what we do. And I think, you know, and I've seen it growing up through it, you know, going through high school, there's always been a big push to got to go to college, you need to get your degree, you got to get that certificate to really land a good job and to prepare yourself for a good future. And, you know, really, I think for a long, long time, trades were overlooked. Now, you know, trades are really starting to rise back up to the top, and everyone's realizing that there's a huge need for employees in these operations. Us specifically, you know, when we're looking at technicians, has been really my huge focus, and I've been working directly with Mr. Cerency and Dave Garrison at the high school and their automotive program, just trying to recruit some students to come in and just see what we're all about, try to get some hands-on training and just see if that's something they're interested in doing, is working on cars. You know, back in the day, everybody's, oh, you know, working on cars, you're a grease monkey back then, you know, and it's not like that anymore. No. You know, these technicians are very professional. They're very good at what they do. There's a lot of training that goes along with that. We pay for probably an average technician to get from ground zero to a master certified tech, probably cost the dealership anywhere from $60,000 to $85,000 in training that we pay for. You get all your ASEs inside of that, which you get ASEs in the high school, but these are the post-secondary ASEs mm-hmm. that you would get. You got to have hands-on training hours on the job to get these certifications. And then once you get that, you know, it really the sky's the limit for these young men and women to grow into these roles. It's a really good career. It's a lucrative career for the ones that really take it serious and roll up their sleeves and come in and want to work.
And, you know, talking about the grease monkey, it kind of made me chuckle a little bit. I think we, back in the day when Wayne and I were working on our vehicles, it was a grease monkey. Very, but now it's more anymore. So like computer.
Electrical, computers. Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot of software programming these days, things that you didn't have even, you know, 10 years ago, not to the degree that we have it now. So a lot of these guys are learning some quasi-IT type work, you know, to mm-hmm. learn how to program these cars. And you're rolling down the road and you got your laptop in there and you're recording what the car is doing and you're coming back and you're reviewing that data to try to understand what's going on with the car so we can try to get a good repair strategy okay. on it.
And did you speak about the possible internships or the apprenticeships? Did you talk about that much?
So, you know, we do. Obviously, we've been working with Dave Garrison, and we've had some students take advantage of that and come in, you know, over the summer, or if they get out of school early to get some on-the-job training. But we obviously, we foster that, and we embrace that, and we want to get these young men and women in early while they're in high school and really help them start making that decision what they're going to do with the future. So we definitely encourage anyone that thinks that working on automobiles may be for them to come in and check us out. We'll put them in one of the stores, work side by side with one of our master mm-hmm. technicians, mm-hmm. and really get a good feel for what we do. We've had some that come in and say, you know what, maybe this isn't for me, but I kind of like what those service advisors are yeah. doing up there, you know, so there's opportunities for that. Parts countermen, looking up parts and being a parts specifier for the technicians, getting parts quotes together and getting parts out to them. There's just a lot of opportunity inside of our world. So,
well, and you're a living example of it. I mean, you literally start off washing cars mm-hmm. and look where you are now.
Right. Yeah.
So, again, you may not start off where you want to be, but at least getting your foot in the door and learning the profession.
Yeah, and we do see that a lot. Like you get these students in and they're just ready to go. They want to hit the ground running and they want to be top tier immediately, you know, and we would just, you know, slow down a little bit, embrace the learning experience. And I think all of our managers do a really good job of trying to coach through that as well. Yep. You know, like mm-hmm. try to slow them down, let them know it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
You're going to bump your head. We're going to struggle. It's a long road to really learn to be a master technician. If you stay in that technician role, it takes years, you know, to really master that craft.
Well, speaking of years, I didn't mean it that way, but
it's okay.
I'm talking about in the future or yeah. actually what we project in the next few yeah. years in the future. Talk to me, Wayne, about what do you project as, you know, the growth of the auto industry and all the careers that Craig's sure. talking about here in Putnam County?
Yeah, let me circle back to something sure. Craig said first, and then I'll address that
absolutely.
Question. So one of the things that not only Beck Automotive, but the automotive business in general has had to learn is, you know, younger people like their free time. And we understand that. And, you know, the automotive business has changed because used to be the automotive business was a 7-day-a-week operation, hard to get a day off, that type of thing. Well, our technicians now usually enjoy Monday through Friday work area. Also, we help them get their tools And if they work hard, we'll. So you don't have to come into this if you're interested in being a technician. You come in and work with us, we'll help you supply up on your tools. And plus, you get time off to be with your family and do the fun stuff that you like to do. So the old adage of it's maybe like your parents, that it was a seven-day-a-week operation if they were in the car business, just isn't true anymore.
And I think that's kind of symbolic of a lot of our corporations today is the workforce is competitive. I mean, you almost have to provide some incentives for these quality workers to come work for you.
Right, yeah. Right. So to second part of your question there was the growth of Putnam County. I mean, everybody's been talking about that, and you young people can see it in the traffic driving around Palatka. But, you know, Palatka's going to continue to grow as St. John County fills up and Duval County and Clay County fills up. And there's going to be a lot more businesses here. I just read in a paper today that a business is coming to town that just bought some property on 17 that's going to furnish 173 jobs here to our community. So it's going to continue to grow, which means there's going to be a continual need for automotives and for repairs and that type of thing. So it's all going to continue to grow. And since COVID happened, people do not want to live in large cities for the most part. People want to go to smaller communities so there's more open spaces and enjoy life a little bit more. And, you know, Putnam County is just, I think, prized, hinged right on the edge of being able to do that near big cities but still has a rural environment.
Yeah, and I think that's something we share. And again, the school district, again, we're trying to prepare for that growth.
Right.
We're building new schools, and we're main thing is we're trying to provide opportunities in the auto industry, and we have some building construction academies in operation now, along with many other career and technical education programs. So I think we're all kind of preparing for that. And but Wayne, we were going to talk about some of the way we collaborate, and I know you and I have met a number of times, but we've also met, and Craig's been there too, with our local St. John's River State College.
Right, yeah. Well, Craig was really one of the driving forces behind us talking to him. But what we're doing with the college is this. The college is looking at, in fact, they got the appropriations to build a technical building out at the college to house not only automotive but other skilled trades such as electricians, plumbers, that type of thing, for a post-secondary kind of training, in other words, a college program. So we're partnering with those. We're looking at getting grant dollars from an organization called Career Source, which many of you may not know about, but it provides funding opportunities. So if you have a skill trade, and Craig is right, it is the way of the future now. We're not only in automotive, but let's say you want to be a plumber, electrician, building trades, it's going to be an opportunity for you to get that growth in education right here in Putnam County. We're very excited about that. We're right at the beginning stages now. A lot of people are doing some planning to make this program come off, but I think before long you're going to see an automotive program out at the college.
And I think, you know, we've met several times, and I know you're actually providing opportunities for individuals or adults who are already out of school that might be looking for a career.
Right. Yes, they're going to be able to come back, and you may – let's say, look – I don't know about you guys, but when I started out, I've changed careers four or five times, so, you know, which is not uncommon. But maybe there's somebody that in their early 20s saying, well, the career they're in is not what they wanted. They want to go back automotive. This is going to be a program that can do that.
Yeah,
I think that's what your idea too, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our vision is to draw them back in. And the ones that do come to work with us, you know, if we see something in them and they want to continue to grow, We spent a lot of money advertising and growing and training. So the cost of this school for a post-secondary education, you know, Wayne and I are talking, we're like, man, it just makes sense. We might as well help sponsor these men and women, you know, or students that are still in high school, and let's help them get through and get that certificate. We spend enough everywhere else. Why not help pay for their education as well, and groom them and get them into our facilities? There's a huge need for that. And like you guys mentioned, you know, there's going to be trades of all types, whether it be, you know, construction or electrical or HVAC. You know, there's a lot of different trades out there. Selfishly, we'd love to have everybody that wants to get into a trade in our operations, but realistically, we don't have room for that. And we do have the, you know, the foresight to see the growth in the community. And we want to see Putnam County succeed and keep all these young men and women working hard in our area.
And that's great. And I can't thank you enough for doing that. And I tell you, the relationship we have is so valuable mm-hmm. because y'all are really doing us a service by, you know, allowing us to provide opportunities for our students. In the same way, you're getting a workforce from mm-hmm. us.
Right? Absolutely.
And that's something that I've talked to GP about and some other large corporations, and I think we can have that connection. And something else, you're not only just paying a lip service, you're also providing resources. You are making the investment in doing that.
Right.
So that's really important to us. So as we close, is there any other things that we haven't talked about that you think, whether it's our students listening or potential employees listening, but any other people out there, you know, that might want to know more about Beck Auto and some of the work you're doing? I know you do a lot of community work and a lot of engaging with, you know, people around the community, but anything I'm missing that you want to make sure the audience is aware of?
No, I would just say, and I'll let Craig jump in after I have my spiel on it, but I would just say if students, parents, our community people, if you have an interest in what's happening in Beck Automotive, or would that possibly be a career for you or somebody in your family, give us a call. We have people come in and just sit down and talk to us about it all the time. We won't try to sell you a car. We'll be happy to come in and talk to you about careers, because it is a, like I said, I've been in it 40 plus years. It's been very good to me, and it's just a great, great program that we have to offer.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. And Craig, any final thoughts?
Yeah, no, obviously we pour a lot into the community, and not just for the car industry. You know, we want to see this community strive. And Mr. Mm-hmm. Beck had a vision a long time ago that Palatka, you know, it's going to boil over and it's going to bubble into something huge. And he always preached that and talked mm-hmm. about it as I was coming up through the organization. And I think now, since that torch has been passed to Breck Sloan, you know, Breck has that vision as well to grow the community and pour back into it, and just see it strive and succeed. So as far as, you know, parents go, and anybody that, like Wayne mentioned, has any questions about what we do and what we're supportive of and what we have to do to get maybe one of their kids into one of our operations, you know, our doors are always open.
Absolutely.
We're always there. We're always around. You can always get in contact with us. Happy to sit down and discuss that further with anybody.
That's great. And by the way, Dave Garrison is the teacher at Palatka High School.
Does a great job.
Does an outstanding job. And he's passionate about this as well. And Levi Bennett, I know, will be coming into that role pretty soon. So those are two teachers that care about their students. They want to see their students succeed. And also, they will stay in contact with those students long after they leave high school. And that's such a mentoring opportunity for them. Yeah. So
and Dave's very intentional about that, reaching back out and following up and making sure that, you know, that those young students are doing well in their career paths.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dave's been a blessing for the school for sure.
Well, I just want to thank both of you, and I really mean this. Y'all have done so much to support the school district and just really help us to kind of, you know, be a resource to y'all. And I think together we can make a big difference here in Putnam County for years to come. So
I agree.
Thanks for both of you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's it. We'll great discussion today. And if you have any questions at all, we will put a phone number up here or contact information on the screen, especially you students. If you want to call somebody, maybe get in contact with Craig, we'll ask him to supply a phone number, and then just find out what you need to do to be a part of this. So thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.